Raider Nation, I know I'm not alone in saying we've waited a long time for this. For this moment right here, to stand before you and celebrate Ken Stabler's induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The life and legend of number 12 will forever have its place in NFL history, like so many of his Raider brothers who were worthy of the gold jacket. We begin with Mr. Raider, a member of the original Raiders of 1960, with 12 straight all-league selections. He played in 9 AFL All-Star games and the first 3 AFC-NFC Pro Bowls. Center from 1960 to 1974, 00, Jim Otto. He played in 3 AFL and 6 AFC championship games with the Raiders and Super Bowls 2 and 11. He's an All-Pro, an AFL All-Star, and a 4-time Pro Bowler. Cornerback from 67 to 1978, number 24, Willie Brown. He played in 23 postseason games, including 8 AFL-AFC championships and Raider victories in Super Bowls 11 and 15. An 8-time Pro Bowler, offensive tackle from 1968 to 1982, number 78, Art Shell. He played in every game during his 15 NFL seasons. An 8-time Pro Bowler, a 3-time Super Bowl champion with the Raiders. You know him as Kick Him in the Head Ted. Linebacker from 75 to 1983, Ted Hendricks. He is a 4-time All-Pro with 9 Pro Bowl appearances, a member of the best cornerback tandem of all time, and a Super Bowl 18 champion. Cornerback from 1983 to 1989, number 22, Mike Haynes. He was named All-Pro and All-AFC 4 times and was selected to play in 5 Pro Bowls. His resume includes Ghost to the Post, the Holy Roller, and a championship in Super Bowl 11. Tight end from 1974 to 1980, and again in 1984, number 87, Dave Casper. He led the Raiders to their first championship in Super Bowl 11 and was named the AFL Coach of the Year in 1969 and never suffered a losing season during his 10 seasons with the Silver and Black. Head coach from 1969 to 1978, John Madden. He was the first punter ever inducted into the Hall of Fame. A 7-time Pro Bowler and a 3-time Super Bowl champ with the Raiders. Punter, number 8, Ray Guy. He is the Raiders' all-time passing leader, the 1974 NFL MVP, 2-time All-Pro, 4-time Pro Bowler, and Super Bowl 11 champion. Quarterback from 1970 to 1979, number 12, Ken Snake Stabler. And now it's my pleasure to welcome Pro Football Hall of Fame representative Joe Horrigan.
Thank you, JT. The mission of the Pro Football Hall of Fame is to honor the heroes of the game, preserve its history, promote its values, and celebrate excellence everywhere. Today, we are here to honor one of the game's greatest players, Oakland Raiders Hall of Fame quarterback, Ken Stabler. This past August in Canton, Ohio, we celebrated the excellence of Kenny Stabler with his enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. As a part of that celebration, we are here today to present his daughters, Kendra Moyes, Alexa Stabler Adams, and Marissa Stabler, the Gold Hall of Fame crest that is worn on the gold jacket by every Hall of Famer, symbolizing the members of the most exclusive fraternity in all of pro football, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It is my pleasure on behalf of the members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame to present this symbol of excellence to Kendra, Alexa, and Marissa.
This moment would not be complete without Kenny's coach and Hall of Fame presenter. Once again, John Madden.
Thank you. You know, I'm sitting here in this field and just thinking, if you were here in 1976, you would never have seen the Raiders lose a game. The Raiders won every game on this field that year. Ken Stabler, as a quarterback, was undefeated on this field that year. Not only did that, but he went to the playoffs and won there, then went to the Super Bowl and won there. So at the end of that, everyone was saying he's the greatest, including me, because he was. Including his teammates, because they felt it. They knew that he was. And they started calling him, he's going to be a first vote Hall of Famer. 40 years later, he gets inducted. And it's not funny, but the Hall of Fame does get it right. They just don't get it on time all the time. Ken Stabler was fun. He made fun for us all. He made memories for us all. And now being in the Hall of Fame, he's going to make memories for a lot of people forever and ever as we unveil his best.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a snake in the Hall of Fame.
Let's hear it one more time for our Hall of Famers.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away